Pax met my gaze, and for a second, I was trapped in his hazel eyes. Eyes that looked gold under the twinkle of the freakishly large chandelier hanging above us.
"Going to come to the fight, princess?" he purred.
For a second, I imagined him in a fighter's ring, the light dim above him, droplets of sweat sliding down his body as he pounded his opponent over and over again with his tape-wrapped fists. I could almost hear the grunts of pain, the beads of blood flying from skin as he tore the other guy apart. My breath hitched just thinking about the violence of it all. I wasn't going to examine closely why that was. I pursed my lips and looked down at the orange-colored soup that had just been placed in front of me by another silent worker. Or servant. I wasn't sure what the right term was for them.
"Of course she is. She wouldn't miss it. Isn't that right?"
Cain answered with a smirk. "Is this where I say, yes, sir?" I told them in a bored tone. Cain threw back his head and laughed, and something inside my stomach wiggled around at the sound of it.
"You can call me sir anytime you want,"
Cain answered with a wink. I rolled my eyes and picked up a random spoon, shoving soup in my mouth just so I could pretend to ignore them, as they all laughed at me like Cain had just told the most hilarious joke known to man. The soup was pretty good, too. Once again, I wasn't exactly sure what was in it, but for soup, it was good. Much better than all the options at the cafeteria, at least. There was a knock on the double doors behind me, and I craned my neck to look who was there.
"Come in,"
Cain drawled, like he was king of the castle. The door opened, and the same guy who'd been such a gracious tour guide of this place peeked his head in, his gaze immediately going to me.
"Don't look at her," snapped Pax abruptly,
and my gaze immediately went to him. The other three were looking at him with matching frowns.
"What do you want, Drew?"
Remington asked.
"The entertainment is here,"
Drew answered, his gaze steadfastly averted from mine, like he was afraid that Paxton was going to pound his face in. A nasty grin crossed Kane's face, and I knew that whatever the entertainment was, I wasn't going to like it.